Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. There's lots of things happening in the month of October with 4-H. We've started out great in September, but now we're full swing into October. So be listening for different activities. We will kick off with International Night on October 7th. This is a partnership with Hamilton County Home and Community Education. Each 4-H club will set up a display showing the customs, clothes, food from different countries. Judging will begin at 4:30, and each club will have 15 minutes to tell about their country. Then there's a traveling trophy that gets awarded to each club who the judges feel do the best job of depicting their country. Then we move inside. Then the booths are open from 5:30 to 6, so the public can sample the different countries and look at their customs and check out their posters. Then at 6 p.m., we move into the big room, and the Hamilton County Home and Community Education will host a speaker this year, with their country being South Africa. We will also have food samples from South Africa. This is open to the public, and there is no cost to attend. Once again, this is October 7th, and it's open to the public beginning at 5:30 in the courthouse basement. The Lego Club already started last week with 4 participants, but we have more signed up for this week. If you have a child between the ages of 5 and 12 that's interested in a weekly lesson about Legos and a weekly challenge, they can contact the office. We plan to meet every Monday night for 6 weeks. So if your child is interested in this, this is a great time. Each week will be a different challenge, and these are all personal builds, no kits, so there's still time to sign up. Contact the Extension office. Next will be the annual 4-H Haunted Trail. It will be held October 18th at Fox Prairie Disc Golf Course. There's a no-scare session from 6 to 7 p.m. This is a great time to bring out the preschoolers and the young children who might be a little bit more scared after dark. And then scare is from 7 till 9 p.m. Mark your calendars for a nice walk through the woods. This is a great experience for the whole family to enjoy. All ages are welcome. If you would be interested in setting up to help scare, all help would be appreciated, and we can fix you up with an area to set up. Hamilton County Homemakers, in conjunction with 4-H, are offering several workshops in the next coming week. The first thing they will be doing is a pickleball, basics and rules. This will be taught by Amy Moore. It will be held Saturday, October 4th, from 10:30 until noon. If you've never played and would like to know what it's all about, or even if you have played and want to know more, put on your tennis shoes, grab a friend or two, and meet us at the new Hamilton County Junior Senior High School pickleball courts for this fun lesson. Everyone is welcome, but children under 12 must be accompanied by a participating adult, and this event is free. Then on HCE week during October 14th, we will be hosting a workshop where 4-H members as well as HCE members will work together to make comfort pouches. These are little pouches that are 3.5 inches square, and they have a cross inside, and they come with a little saying that you are never alone. And these will be distributed to nursing homes and assisted livings in the community and the hospital. If you'd like to help with that, once again, October 14th from 9 to 11. Then on October 16th, we're continuing with the homesteading workshop. This will once again be with Hamilton County Home and Community Education. We'll host a monthly homesteading class. The last one was about coffees and making your own coffees. This next one is set for Thursday, October 16th from 9 to 11 in the courthouse basement. Participants will learn how to make hot pepper jelly. Each participant will leave with a jar of jelly and the knowledge to know how to do it on their own. Some other things coming up, the citywide cleanup will be held at 312 West Marketplace, which is the light plant, October 8th through the 11th. You can drop off between Wednesday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. and on Saturday, 7:45 a.m. to 12 noon. Cleanup will not include tires, batteries, air conditioners, furnaces, computers, TVs, any liquid or any yard waste. Doors on white goods must be securely fastened or removed. You must be a city resident to use this service. Proof of residency may be required, and there is no after-hours dumping, so make sure to not dump after hours. The food and brew for Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce has been set for February 21st of 2026. If you're interested in being a brewer or a food provider at this event, contact Diana Hatfield at 838-3071. We hope this will be a bigger and better event than any one that's ever been held in the past. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.